We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Now, if Russell Wilson and his social media team, I'm sure he has one, put together a video featuring the Backstreet Boys, little BSB, I'm all about it. Everybody, then I could buy into the hype video. It dropped not long ago because Russell Wilson already has a new home. His intent is to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers on a no-risk contract. I agree. The Steelers might as well take a flyer. They have a young quarterback who's still a project. They don't have a ton of money to spend. The Broncos are picking up most of the tab anyway. Who cares? Might as well try it. No blood, no foul. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're asking your reaction, already taking a handful of phone calls, as well as your thoughts on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can find the hype video there if you would like to see it. I mean, it's something. On our Facebook page, too. Stop it. It's so morbid until it picks up. And Jay knew the music right away. I'd never heard it before, but of course Jay knew because he's a big music guy. Facebook is After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and we'll get back to your calls. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. There is other news from around the NBA / college basketball world. But you know what? The NFL, such a jealous lover, steals our hearts. And every time we dare look somewhere else, jerks us back again. There's memes for that. Let's welcome Matt Verderam, who covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated and is joining us from Chicago. Dare not sleep at this time of the year. You thought it was intriguing to follow games every Sunday. Well, this is just as interesting, the legal tampering period. All right, Matt, it's happened. Russell Wilson has a hype video. So what's your reaction to him signing a new deal with the Steelers?
I'm not surprised in the sense, look, I thought, you know, it would be the Steelers, maybe the Raiders, if things fell through in other avenues for the Falcons. But the Steelers need to get better at quarterback. They made the playoffs last year, but I don't think anybody feels like Kenny Pickett's the future. Neither is Russell Wilson, but he's better, and he's a bridge to the next guy. And so now, at least if you're Pittsburgh, you can look at it and go, all right, well, we're not where we want to be, but we're in a better spot in a conference that if you don't at least have average quarterback play, you have no shot. So it's an easy move for the Steelers. You get him for $1.2 million while Denver pays the freight. And for Wilson, he goes to a team with a good defense, a great coach, and some weapons.
I like how you put that. We'll talk about the Denver part of this. But for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the one-year deal says what to you, Matt?
This is something to get them to a better spot down the line. I mean, I don't think there's any question. Russell Wilson's in his mid-30s. And while you could look at the numbers and say, hey, you know what? He played better last year. 26 touchdowns, 8 picks. Yes. He played better than he played in 2022, which was a pretty low bar to clear. If you watched the games last year against anybody, I mean, I watched every snap Denver had last year, he was not good. He wasn't atrocious, but he was average at best. But if you're Pittsburgh, average is great compared to what you were trotting out there last year at quarterback. So, again, I think it's, hey, get us through 2024, make us a better team, and then I still think if you're the Steelers, you are looking for any opportunity to upgrade at the quarterback position here over the next year or two.
When it comes to the Denver Broncos, how much does it hurt to pay $38 million for Russell Wilson to play for a team that is competing or trying to compete for the same real estate that you are in the AFC?
Oh, I think for Denver, look, this is an unmitigated disaster, just in general. I mean, you're talking about having to split an $85 million dead cap hit, which is more than twice the biggest dead cap hit that there ever was in NFL history before this. I think the narrative that's going to slowly emerge out of Denver is this idea that, well, now that they've gotten Russell Wilson out of town, they've kind of exorcised all their issues. And I just completely disagree with that. Yes, he's out of town. His $85 million cap hit split over the next 2 years is going to basically keep them from competing for the next 2 years. And on top of that, now you've got to cut Justin Simmons, who's still a good player, who's now gone because you can't afford him. Jerry Jeudy had to be traded. We'll see if anybody else goes. George Payton is still there as their GM, who is the guy who hired and then fired Nathaniel Hackett. He was the one who gave Russell Wilson a 5-year extension he never played a down on. He's the one who gave Randy Gregory $70 million, and Randy Gregory then played 10 games in Denver before being released. This has been a disaster in Denver for a while, and now it's culminating, but Payton is still there running the front office, of course, alongside the other Payton and Sean, who now has to deal with a little bit of a rebuild on his hands.
Matt Verderama of Sports Illustrated with us from Chicago, talking about the early couple hours of the legal tampering period and movement already in the NFL among the QBs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We also know that Baker Mayfield is staying put, but Kirk Cousins will test free agency. What are the best options for him, Matt?
Well, the Vikings remain an option. He could go back there, and if you're Kevin O'Connell and you're Minnesota, while Cousins may not be the future, as now he's in his mid-30s coming off an Achilles, you still need somebody for the present. And Cousins, when he's healthy, is still a top 12 quarterback in football. That's an option. Atlanta, I think, is the team. You know, when I was down in Indianapolis in the scouting comment, everybody was talking about, hey, Atlanta's going to make a move here, quarterback. I was there when Raheem Morris was saying, if I had a better quarterback playing Atlanta, I probably wouldn't have this job in the first place, which was accurate. He's right. I think Atlanta is going to be aggressive here. It doesn't mean they're going to land them, but I think they will be aggressive. If they strike out on Cousins, then I think they're a prime candidate to take a quarterback in the first round with the eighth pick. Denver's been tossed around. Denver has no money. Denver
right.
has no ability to pay Kirk Cousins. So I don't think that's viable. The one other team I'd watch is the Raiders in all this. The Raiders have a lot of cap space. They have Devontae Adams and Jacoby Myers. And they need a quarterback. And Aiden O'Connell's not the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo got himself suspended, which means they can cut him without paying him a dime. I think that the Raiders are the one dark horse here that if they really wanted to, they could make a serious run at Cousins.
Why isn't there a more active market for a quarterback as young as Justin Fields, who's, if they decided to trade for him, the Bears would give him up with still a year left on his rookie deal?
I think, Amy, just again, being at the scouting combine and talking to people, you just got the feeling like there's just not a lot of interest at the second round price point. I do think he'll get dealt. I do think it could be for a third rounder. At this juncture, there's just no appetite at the second round level. And I think that's because, quite honestly, at this point, while he has shown brilliance in athleticism and being able to make plays with his legs, he's not been good with his arm. He has not been a guy who you look at and go, hey, there's somebody who's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Eventually, I do think the Bears will find their way into at least a pick that they can use to help him in the future. They're going to take Caleb Williams. I think everybody in the league feels that way. But, yeah, right now, there's nothing going. And if you're Ryan Poles and you're their GM, you're sitting there saying, all right, look, if there's nothing doing, let's wait. Let's see if a team like the Falcons or the Raiders, if they just strike out across the board in free agency a quarterback, and if they maybe revisit an idea of trading for Fields because they say, hey, you know what, let's give up a day two pick so that we at least know we have this kid. And then if we still want to draft somebody, we could theoretically, but it gives you some insurance. I just think right now a lot of these teams are looking at the quarterback class coming out and some of these veteran quarterbacks and saying, hey, we have better options on the table.
Considering some of the speculation, some of the reaction to Williams and his team's decision at the combine, but also some reaction to how he carried himself there, do you have any qualms at all about drafting him if you're the Bears?
I'd put it this way. I would draft him. I would draft him. But there's definitely a little bit of uneasiness that comes with some of this, you know, some of this stuff in terms of, hey, I'm not going to divulge my medical history to everybody. It's going to be to a couple teams. Now, all right, fine. I mean, if you're the Bears, you get his medical history. I guess who cares? Kind of ask the question like, okay, was that his idea? Was that his agent's idea? Was that somebody in his own personal camp? And if that's the case, is this going to be something where this is always going to happen, where it's going to be, hey, you know what, don't listen to a conventional norm? And I know there are people out there who say, hey, that's great, push back against the establishment. That's fine. The NFL is not a big fan of that. That's reality. You may not like it. You may love the way Williams handles himself at times. Teams are not going to be enthralled with it. That being said, what they're going to be enthralled with is his ability and his tape. And I think if you're the Bears, unless you uncover something that everybody's unaware of at the moment, I would take that kid 100 times out of 100. It hasn't been a problem off the field. But, yes, he's gone about this differently. And whenever somebody goes about something differently, especially something as rigid as the National Football League, there's always going to be some raised eyebrows.
Matt Verderam of SI is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. The news just starting to break now as we head into Monday, and we're just days away from the new NFL league year. The Commanders, they're at number two. If it's not Caleb Williams, Matt, what's the next best thing?
I still think it's Drake May. And I know there's this big argument between he and Jaden Daniels, and I get it. We have sat here now for a year, and everybody has said, hey, Williams at one, May at two. And then all of a sudden, which just happens every year around this time of the draft, everything changes. Oh, you know what? Actually, that guy. Now, listen, there are some people in the NFL who would tell you they would take Daniel second. Like, I'm not saying that that's all made up and completely fabricated, but if you look at Daniels, his talent is obvious. Obviously winning the Heisman Trophy. At the same point, there are definitely spots in his game where, look, if he's got to move, he can move. He can run. He's incredible in that regard, but he doesn't throw a lot on the move. If you look at some of the underlying stats, like that's something that if you're a team, you've got to go, okay, well, can we coach that up? Or is this going to be a problem every time there's pressure? Like he's gone and he won't throw the football. I do think it's a legitimate argument as to which guy you would take, but if you ask me right now, who do I think Washington would take, I think they would take Drake May.
Although we still have time, right? Still, 6 weeks to go before the draft begins. All right, before we move on from quarterbacks, let's play a little game. I'm going to name a team, and you take a wild stab or an informed, educated guess as to who is starting for the team next season. What about the New England Patriots?
Whoever Washington doesn't take is who I think is starting for New England. I think they're taking a quarterback at three. Easy decision for New England here after the first two picks are turned in.
Tennessee Titans.
I think Will Levis. Okay. I think Levis is going to be the starting quarterback.
The Raiders.
A lot of sliding doors with the Raiders. I think they will try to trade up and draft a quarterback. I think they'll try to go after somebody in the top 10 like J.J. McCarthy if they don't land somebody in free agency.
In the same division, the Broncos.
Starting a dead cap hit, Jarrett Stidham, But I will say, in all seriousness, I think Bo Nix is a guy you heard tied to them a lot at the combine. So I'll say Bo Nix.
The New York Giants.
The Giants are a team, I think, if the Raiders can't get ahead of them, I think they might take J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh. Okay, and then the Atlanta Falcons.
Cousins. He gets out of Minnesota. I think that's where he goes.
Well, okay, well, then you left me with the Vikings. I wasn't going to ask, but what about the Vikings then?
That's a great question. I mean, now, you know, Tannehill's out there, so, like, maybe he's a bridge there for the team that kind of gets left in the cold, or maybe Minnesota goes Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. in that offense would be interesting because he can throw the football.
Yes.
I know those questions.
Yes.
I get it. He's had injuries. He's an older rookie. That kid in that offense, like, if he hits, he's going to really hit. So I'll say Penix.
How much of what the Vikings do is, at least with an eye on, trying to keep Justin Jefferson in the fold?
I think, look, there's a big part of this. Like, if you're the Vikings, you can't trot out a quarterback who Jefferson's looking at going, what are we doing? Why? Cousins is a good quarterback. I think Jefferson would be pleased with that scenario. And if they draft a kid like a Michael Penix Jr., look, obviously it could go south. He could be a bust, and then they're stuck. But if that kid goes in there and he's really good, now all of a sudden, now you're in business. Now you've got a cheap quarterback for 5 years, if he's a first-round pick. And you've got this situation where you're like, hey, fine, we'll pay Jefferson huge money. We're not paying the quarterback.
Right.
You know, that also factors in as well.
It is a very expensive and very complicated puzzle for each NFL team, and yet the hard salary cap is why we see teams go from worst to first every year and why half the playoff field turns over. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated from Chicago, he's got the phone on. He's monitoring just like we are. Need you to hang on a couple more minutes away from quarterbacks, just right through our break here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Arizona rushes four. Kirk steps up, sprints out to the right. Cardinals all over him. Turns it 15-10. Five! Touchdown! Kirk Cousins!
I think that God has blessed me financially beyond my wildest dreams. So at this stage in my career, the dollars are really not what it's about.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Kirk Cousins from Radio Row on SiriusXM NFL Radio. That was Super Bowl week. So going back now, oh my gosh, a month ago. Has it really been a month since Super Bowl week? In fact, as we head into Monday, March 11th, I hope you survive the time change, at least for the first day. It's exactly 1 month since the Super Bowl. Whew. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Paul Allen is the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Vikings radio network. We're spending a couple more minutes with Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. And before we get to some of the other burning questions about free agency, the Kansas City Chiefs pay their quarterback. Now, Patrick Mahomes is not the highest paid QB anymore, though he's in line for another extension. How do they also pay Chris Jones the $95 million in guaranteed money? They continue to have this revolving door in which they're bringing guys in and out and back in again, and yet they're still winning.
Because Brett Veach, over the last 4 years, is the best drafter in the NFL. If you look at their drafts over that stretch, the drafts have been unbelievable. I mean, they had a draft prior to the 2022 season where almost every single guy they took ended up being a plus starter for them.
Mm.
Like, literally, almost, like, they drafted Jalen Watson and Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round. They drafted Carl Loftus and McDuffie in the first round. They drafted Brian Cook. They drafted Leo Chenal. In the rest of those drafts in that span, Creed Humphrey in the second round, Willie Gay in the second round, Jerry Sneed in the fourth round, Trey Smith in the sixth round. They just find guys. And they plug him in, and they play him. And when you have that many guys, and I didn't even mention Rashee Rice, when you have that many guys on rookie deals, and they're getting paid next to nothing by NFL standards for 4 or 5 years, you can pay Chris Jones what essentially is a 3-year, $95 million deal. You can pay Mahomes 55 against the cap and not care. You can do those things because you have so many guys who are just really, really special players that are getting paid $1 million against the cap for 4 years. That has been their secret sauce. That's the problem the Bills have had. The Bills, I think their last draft class was better, but they've not drafted well. They've been stuck paying older players a lot of money. That's why Von Miller is there on 6 and 120. Because Boogie Basham didn't work out. When you don't draft well and then you pay the quarterback, now you've got a real problem.
Matt Verderam of SI is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. If you check him out on Twitter, he recently shared a photo of Patrick Mahomes enjoying his offseason. So, Matt, how many people look at Pat Mahomes in his swimming trunks and think, are you kidding me? That's the best quarterback in the NFL? I have a body just like that.
Believe me, as a father of two, who I think pretty much also looks like that in swim trunks, I am I'm thrilled. He's bringing up the standard for dad bods all over the country. Like, the funny thing is, when you really think about it, Brady now is kind of like this health freak by a lot of people's standards. Tom Brady was not exactly walking around with an 8-pack most of his career, right? Like Peyton Manning, like was Peyton Manning ever the guy you looked at and you're like, that guy's in unbelievable physical condition? Like a lot of the quarterbacks you think of. Even Joe Montana, like he was a skinny guy, but Joe Montana wasn't some Greek god chiseled out of stone. I mean, maybe there's something to that. Maybe the dad bod is working out. But Mahomes, I love too in that photograph, he had like multiple drinks in his hands, just totally relaxed. But if you've won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years and you're really durable and you can run away from defenders, hey man, go for it. It's working out for you.
I think that the dad bod can take a hit. We know that he's pretty tough, and he manages to get up from whenever he does get laid out, which isn't very often. Matt, other than quarterbacks, what's another major question that you need answered in the next few days?
You look at the receivers. Now, it's not quite the group that it was because Evans is now signed, and T. Higgins and Michael Pittman are tagged, but you still have Calvin Ridley.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Gabe Davis. With the Chargers, now neither one of these guys are free agents, but Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, something's got to give because they are over the cap. Those guys have huge cap hits. They're both going into the final years of their deals. I would expect that Allen stays and Williams is gone. I think they cut him. You know, Hollywood Brown's another free agent out there. Darnell Mooney, Tyler Boyd. And there's a lot of receivers who are real players. You know, Deontay Johnson, again, not a free agent in that case, but may get traded. I think that's a really interesting position to stand on the offensive side. Running back. Saquon Barkley's the headliner. And I think he's probably the first off the board. But you have Derrick Henry. You have Austin Eckler. You have Tony Pollard. You have Josh Jacobs. These are real guys. This isn't like, you know, hey, two guys and a bunch of afterthoughts. Eckler had 107 catches in 2022. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, do those guys go off the board quick and say, hey, look, let's just take the most money we can get right away? Or do they try to slow play it and you know, see what shakes? I think it's going to be fascinating to see how that market plays out.
Has there been any change from the franchise or team perspective in paying running backs in the last year since they made so much noise about it?
No, there hasn't been, because the reality is the game is moving away from being a running-based game. The game is moving toward throwing the football. That's the way the rules have been shifting for the last two decades. How many running backs are there in the NFL that you look at and legitimately say, that guy has to get another contract with the team he's on right now, or they're sunk? And I know that's unfair to the running backs, but it's the truth. I mean, you look at James Cook in Buffalo. James Cook had a great year. James Cook at 2 years when his contract's up, probably going somewhere else. Isaiah Pacheco, he's been awesome for Kansas City. Probably not getting a second contract in Kansas City. It's probably not going to happen. They're going to look at it and go, with the way he runs and that style, we're paying him big money. It's hard. So many guys come out of the draft that are a dime a dozen. I will say this, does add to this class in particular. The running back class coming out of college this year is not good. So if you need a running back, you might be inclined to spend a little more in free agency this year than you normally would. But a lot of years, that guy's coming out in the draft, and you go, hey, I'll take that guy in the third, fourth round, and I'm fine with it.
Who would be your first target, then, if you could have your pick of the litter?
I think Barkley's the best of the group, but I think value-wise, Eckler's interesting. We've mentioned them. If I'm a team like Kansas City, I'd send that guy in a heartbeat. You know, hey Austin, you want 2 years and $12 million? We'll give you 80 swing passes from Mahomes, and you can just swing on out there for 10 yards, you know, here and 12 yards there, and 15 touchdowns. Like, I think Eckler might be the best value. I think Barkley, though, of the guys factoring in age, everything else, I think he's probably the guy who gets the biggest deal.
We are just getting started. New league year in a couple of days, but a lot of drama and intrigue before then. So make sure you find Matt on Twitter at Matt Verderame, VERDERAME. And he's got a lot of insight and also dad bod pictures. Covers the sport for Sports Illustrated, coming off the combine and headed into free agency. Matt, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It's good to talk to you.
Anytime. Take care.
The dad bod stuff is so funny. But if you haven't seen the photo of Patrick Mahomes, he's right. I don't know if there's a pooch. I wouldn't call it that. But there is no sign of a six-pack. And I am not criticizing. I honestly think that him being thicker helps him take hits. Not that he gets hit a ton. He's pretty good at not getting hit and extending plays. But he's durable for that reason. Something to it. So check out Matt's Twitter. And also his reaction about the Steelers and the Broncos. He blasts Denver, says they're nowhere near being out of purgatory, and puts the blame at the feet of the general manager who's been there the last couple of years. And also love the game that we play with Matt about the teams and the quarterbacks that could be starting there next year. Honestly, it's like guessing the outcome of games. It's no different. It's not exact science. There certainly are betting lines and all these things. But just to try to take a stab in the dark at where these teams will go and how their backfields will look, both running back and quarterback, in the next 6 months. And we'll have a lot of those questions answered coming up in the next 2 days. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our show Twitter as well, your reaction to Russ moving to Pittsburgh, black and gold hype video, the whole damn thing. Kirk Cousins testing free agency. Matt believes he'll end up in Atlanta. Where does that leave Minnesota? There are only so many starting quarterbacks in this draft. I get that there are a bunch, but how many of them are ready made? And also really appreciate his insight on Caleb Williams. There may be a risk. The Bears are going to take him anyway. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mac Jones heads back to Jacksonville, and I say that because that's home for him. And we'll have more QB news, but want to mix in some of the other storylines from the weekend in sports alike. First ever Big Ten Women's Championship on CBS, live Sunday afternoon. And boy, did we get served up a great game between Nebraska and Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes. Oh, and a brawl at the end of the Women's SEC Championship. I really appreciate the reaction of decorated head coach Dawn Staley. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
As Clark brings it across the timeline, lost control of the ball again, but digs it up, looks for help, finds Martin, now back to Clark, drives down the right side, layup, good. Nice move to the basket by Clark. Good find by Kate Martin. Now here's Clark. Takes a step back three, now again, now gets into the paint, kicks it into the corner for Kate Martin. Swish for three. Clark walks it across the timeline. Crossover dribble, gets into the paint, moves her way to the basket, shot up off the window, good. We're tied at 77.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was not a great start for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Trying to win their third straight Big Ten championship, taking on upstart Nebraska, who had a couple upsets along the way. By the way, Ohio State was taken out by Maryland, I believe. And Caitlin Clark started 0-for-8 from beyond the arc. Even the NCAA all-time leading scorer at the Division I level, best of the best, most productive ever, even her, can have an off night, can have a game in which she's tired. It's the end of a long season. She's had a ton of responsibilities on her plate, a lot of not just media obligations, but a lot of extra, if you will. Every single game, feeling the spotlight, and this one included, for the first time ever, the Women's Big Ten Championship was aired live on CBS Sports. Boom. And so the Hawkeyes fall into a 13-point hole, and Caitlin can't hit the broadside of a barn initially. Had a couple of layups, but even missed from point blank and was frustrated. My mom texted me, "Are you watching the game?" "Yes, Mom, yes, I am." And so Nebraska played really well, though they had their fourth game in 4 days and took advantage of the fact that Clark was off. She was setting up her teammates, other seniors like Gabby Marshall, veterans like Kate Martin. You hear the calls there on Learfield IMG. They did have to climb out of a 13-point hole early and still trailed by 8 points with just over 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This game went into overtime because of some late defense and the veterans for Iowa stepping up.
Falter gets the ball into Clark. Brings it across the timeline, hands it back to Sydney in between the circles. Now Kate Martin in that area, and she'll fire a three-pointer and rolls it in. Left wide open, right at the top of the key. Nebraska by one, 87-86. We're under a minute. Here's Clark, fakes a three. Now backs it up, fires a three, count it, left to the top of the key. Was there any doubt? Lob pass in deep, picked off by Clark.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places?
Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
She dribbles it out across the timeline. There it is. Hey, count them up. 1, 2, 3 in a row. Iowa Hawkeyes, Big Ten tournament champions.
This was a fantastic display for Nebraska, to be sure, and for Iowa, roaring back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. I love the impact of Caitlin Clark in Iowa and them stepping up to another challenge in adversity. They're getting every other team's best shot. No hiding them this year. They're not an upstart, fun idea. They're not new on the scene. No, this is Iowa women's basketball that's in the center of the spotlight now for 2+ years. As Clark goes over 1,000 points for the second consecutive season, and this will be the end of her tenure with Iowa, but it's the third consecutive Big Ten championship game. So probably her last, unless Iowa encounters another Big Ten opponent in March Madness.
What better way to end it all? I mean, you know, you have the overtime, you have the, we fight back, bad shooting, good shooting, defensive stops. I mean, it just really had it all on the biggest stage, and can't be happier for our group. And, you know, this was the only way we could end it. So just really, really grateful.
Not very often that we have fought from behind. That was our biggest deficit at halftime. And we just tried to reset at halftime. And I thought they came out in that third quarter was really good, really good. You know, and then we lost the lead and they fought back again. So I'm incredibly proud of our group.
Clark rallied in the second half at overtime, finished with 34 points. This is after barely scoring in the first half. Had a dozen assists, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, and she is the Big Ten tournament MVP for the third consecutive year. But it wasn't all her, and she knows it. She got a lot of tough defense from the Huskers. They were just shy of face guarding her, but they were hounding her, playing her physically. And the officials were letting these two teams play. Not quite like LSU, South Carolina, which we'll get to, but they were letting the Huskers and Hawkeyes play, which I appreciate. Still should be a contact sport. And so you've got players like Kate Martin and Gabby Marshall hitting threes. They combined for, I think, 19 points total, but 4 of 5 from downtown for Kate Martin. And certainly Clark had to rely on her teammates in this one.
When you get into the groove and into the game, like those thoughts kind of don't even cross your mind. Like, you're just there, you're playing, you trust one another. And girl helped off of Kate quite a bit, trusted her to make the shot, and she knocked it down. I think it was the first three she had made all night. That kind of just fed into her, honestly, going into the overtime. I think she maybe even had another 2 threes or maybe 3 threes. But, you know, those are the moments you live for.
When you're down in the game, you just got to work your way back bucket by bucket. And really, the defense can be a spark. As for Nebraska, they had come up with some huge upsets. We're hoping to earn the automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. But Amy Williams' crew will have to wait for the selection show.
This is heart-wrenching and just a super disappointing loss in overtime here. Our kids came here expecting to win, and nobody else really probably believed that we would even be in the championship game, much less have a chance to win it, but we believed. And our locker room believed, our whole team believed, and I'm so proud of the contributions we got from our entire roster this entire tournament, and I am proud of the classy group of champions that compete the way they do that we have here at Nebraska.
Easy to root for the Huskers and Coach Williams to get into the NCAA tournament, but yeah, we have to wait. Both of the men's and women's selection shows take place next Sunday. So we're inside of a week, and March Madness is just gearing up. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line on Twitter and Facebook. We got a big week planned, not just college hoops in both the men's and women's side, but, of course, the start of the legal tampering period. If you missed it, Russell Wilson headed to Pittsburgh on a no-risk deal for the Steelers. 1 year, prove it to us. But even if you do prove it to us, we're probably moving on anyway. And we'll do this because the Broncos are picking up the tab. What's your reaction to Russ in a hype video with the black and golds? And then Kirk Cousins testing free agency. He's the best of what's available outside of the draft. So what do you think? Would you want Kirk as your quarterback, Atlanta? And then we've got Tampa keeping Baker Mayfield, Mac Jones getting traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll do more with the QB news in the second half of the show. And also Fletcher Cox retiring after a highly decorated season, or not season, career with the Eagles. But while we're talking college basketball, you may have seen not the SEC championship game between LSU and South Carolina, who, by the way, has just completed a second consecutive undefeated regular season and was trying to win this title again. Maybe you didn't see any of the game, but you've seen the, I hesitate to call it highlights, we'll call it lowlights, of a brawl between the two schools in the final couple minutes. Six total players ejected because the bench is cleared. That's a no-no. It's pretty much a no-no in any sport. You don't leave the bench area. And actually, if you watch the video, oh, shoot, I forgot what network the game was on. Maybe Fox. But if you watch the video, Angel Reese is standing near her bench. The majority of her LSU teammates are booking their way from the bench to the half court line to be part of the fray, to go defend their teammates, maybe to extract their teammates or extricate their teammates, whatever it is. Kim Mulkey starts running from the bench area. Of course, she's allowed to. Angel Reese does the smart thing, walks the opposite direction toward the end of the LSU bench, and waits it out. Six players ejected. They had almost nobody on court to celebrate after South Carolina won the SEC championship. So a couple minutes to go. 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", Camila Cardoso shoved a much shorter LSU Flaje Johnson to the floor, and the brouhaha ensues. And actually, if you watch the video or listen to the call, as this is unfolding, Johnson's brother jumps over the scorer's table onto the court in defense of his sister, who again got knocked down by a much larger Cardoso. But then he gets taken away in handcuffs. Man, what a dramatic couple of minutes. And honestly, I know that was the wrong thing to do. I at least understand that emotion. Now, granted, Flaje was not in threat of her life, right? She wasn't going to die out there on the court. But the larger Cardoso shoves her to the ground, is standing over her, and she's kind of in the middle on the ground as players are rushing in from all sides. Coaches, I mean, there's a chance she could have gotten stepped on or kicked. I understand wanting to make sure she's okay, but he definitely was going to get led away in handcuffs. It was never not going to be the outcome as he jumps over the scorer's table. He could have hurt someone himself. Lots of reaction. We'll get it from Kim Mulkey, who of course is leading the defending champion LSU Tigers. But I really appreciate what Dawn Staley had to say in the wake of this game.
I know if they had a chance to do it all over again, they would do it differently. But now we have that. I just don't want the people who are tuning in to women's basketball see that and think, you know, that is our game, because it isn't. Our game is a really beautiful thing. And to be quite honest, this is a part of it now. So we have to fix it and we have to move on.
Dawn's thought is for fans who are watching the SEC or women's college basketball for the first time or the first time in a long time, and this is what they see. And I appreciate that. She is always an ambassador for her game. She fights fiercely, has through her playing career, her USA career, now her coaching career, where she is highly decorated and her team is one of the best in the country. And she's worried that this is the impression that fans will have, new fans will have, of women's college hoops. As for Kim Mulkey, she is a fighter. I don't mean physically, but she's always one who will defend her players, but doesn't like it either.
It's ugly. It's not good. No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid that you 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Do you realize there was only one foul called on each team with 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter? Are you kidding me? That might have created some of that. Not the way we play. We're going to foul your ass. Not the way they play. They're going to foul your ass. But you only blew that whistle one time? Think about that now.
I know not everyone loves Kim Mulkey. I have done personal interviews and had personal conversations with her, sat in with her when she's talking to other Hall of Famers. She is terrific, and she's so good for college hoops, obviously. But she makes a point. We don't play one foul. We use our fouls. And so why are you letting it go to the point where it escalates? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.